holding Siman Shin Yud Ches Sif Beis, which is on page 266. Now, the truth is, there was one last point which in the Bir Halacha which I wanted to touch on in Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph was the Halachas of Maaseh Shabbos, and so the Bir Halacha over here, which starts in the bottom of the first element of the Siman, the last three words, Achaz Mishar Malachas. So Bir Halacha deals with, okay, so you say that the item becomes also, you can't have enough from the item. What about the case of a malacha where the item did not change at all? There was no shini in the chayfetz. So, bahitzor. In other words, by mevashel, you start out with the item being raw, and now it's edible, or even you start with it being cold, and now it's hot. So there's some change in the item, which you can't benefit from that change. But a case where there was no shini on the chayfetz at all, so what is the halacha? So he says over here that by hitzor, if it's a case of shergeg, you can use, even that person can use it by bayoyim, and memeiz it also feel lachem by motzi Shabbos, but it's mutar miyad. This is the idea which the chayyadim says.
So it's mutar for the person as well.
In a case of a shergeg, right? So that, in other words, that's a chiddush over here. So now where this is very negay is, let's say a person carried a key.
What if a fry person brought you a bottle of wine on Shabbos?
Right.
You know.
So he didn't know it was usher, so according to Bir Halacha, it would be mutter to use that. Whereas even though normally shaygi, we're passing because then shaygi goes usher until after Shabbos. So Ramesha the Chuba, if a person took a key, Derech Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, b'mezid, so Ramesha says that since it was a case of mezid, the person knew it was, so you can't go into the room. So not only can't you use the key, you can't use the room. That's called being the hander from the key. So, in other words, he takes this iser a step further. Rosh Shlomo Zalman argues on that. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says no. Even though the key theoretically is also to use. So, in Russia, also, what you have to do is you have to leave the room and then do it in the oif from which you be mutter. Mir lakam, or the case of from mutter, have somebody else open the room. But you can't benefit from that act of opening the room. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, you know, the iser is on the key, but the opening of the room is further removed. That's an important point that it has, you know, applications which are in the game. Okay.
We go with Rosh Hashanah.
You know, I think a lot of American poets, you know, go with Rosh Hashanah still, you know, and swore you hear Rosh Hashanah's cheshbon. Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't bring a ride to it, he says mistaber like that, that it should be us. Shechah b'shabas l'chayla, sipes. Prison shechs on Shabbos for a chayla, whether the chayla was already sick from, obviously we're talking about the case of the Rosh Hashanah, he needs this meat. So you shech on Shabbos for him. So the loch is mutar bori lechol mimenu. He's allowed to eat from this meat. Chai, raw, b'Shabbos, on Shabbos. Okay? So the issue we're dealing with here is not an issue between the hetter, because there's no issue in the mice of the melech of Shabbos. It was done b'hetter. Okay? Muksa Mishabur will do what? Why isn't a problem with Muksa? In a case where he only became sick on Shabbos, the Chorda Behemoth was Muksa beginning of Shabbos. Why isn't a problem with Muksa? Okay, we'll deal with the Muksa issue. But the question is there a Gzeira that Chazal say that if you let a non Chorda eat it, we might come to be Marba and do more because of him? And the answer is when the Rebbe Shechita that that's not true, because it's one Maaseh Shechita for many people. But Ava Hamavashal, or Yosashar Malacha Lachela, a Malacha which it's individualized. So then, Oser b'Shabbos the bori or lechayla she'en b'sakana, you can a non chayla she'en b'sakana cannot eat this food, cannot eat the food which was cooked on Shabbos, because the chashin and shemir yarba b'shulay. Once you're cooking already, and you figure, you know what, so I'll have a little bit extra to feed my kids, you'll throw an extra piece of meat or something like that, and that's also to do. So Chazal said you can't benefit from it to prevent this gezera of he might be marba b'shulay. Okay, now. Comes to the Rambam and says, "Afilu bishul ayadei ein Yehudi." Now, even if you have the goy cook it, there was a shchita. Obviously, you can't have a goy do, but the bishul you can have. Assuming that you're not the only, we'll touch on the problem of bishulakum. We're talking about bishulakum a little bit. Okay, so the goy cooks, which in an oifen which is motzer because it's for a chelash yesh b'sakan. And now I want a bori wants to eat it. He can't eat it because again, there's still you can't have a goy do malacha. He can't be marbe for the bori either. Oser b'Shabbos. V'imkotz peres min mechubar l'chayla b'Shabbos. Now, there is a problem of muktzah over here. If a person will, the issue with what the chayla needs, that he needs to eat a fresh fruit, and the only fresh fruit available was by going and taking something off of the tree. So they went and pulled off of the tree this fruit for a chayla. Filo ha'ya chayla mibadyan. Even a situation where the person was sick from before Shabbos, so they planned to take off the tree. They knew that this guy needs fresh, totally fresh fruit, and they planned from before Shabbos to take it off. So it's not muksa, right? Because you're planning from before Shabbos already, they're going to be using this item. You know, it's one thing to tell me in my house that my medicine is muksa because you can't use medicine on Shabbos. But if I have a challah from before Shabbos, so I'm planning there in that situation, I'm planning to use it on Shabbos, and it's not muksa. It's still also the Borei B'Shabbos. What's the problem? Mishum the gadol v'harlof b'Shabbos v'yesh bar mishum muksa. There's a problem of a muksa of noilah, because the fruit grows. So even though whatever was there from before Shabbos is considered mukhan, because you have the challah there from before Shabbos and you're planning to use it, but the new growth is a problem of noilah, and that's going to be muksa. So the problem here isn't alts ma'isa Shabbos. The problem here is alts. The problem isn't alts exeri even. The problem here is alts the problem of muksa. Okay, a lot of thoughts over here. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ches. Shechola hayan. You're shechting whether the guy was sick from before Shabbos or only became sick on Shabbos. If he became sick before Shabbos, we understand it's not muksa because ready from before Shabbos. We knew we needed to shech the animal. But we're saying in the case that we became sick on Shabbos, still the Ibori can eat it. Why isn't it muksa? Forget about there's no miyarbe b'shiloi, but it's muksa. Well, I mean in the behema he muksa. Beginning of Shabbos, there was no heter to shech. So the animal came muksa. There was no chayla yet. So the chayla, it should be muksa. And how can the bori then go eat it? So that's called muksa machmas iser. Right? And you learn myself the Shabbos. One of the types of muksa is called muksa machmas iser. So the Mishnah Berurah, that's not a kasha. Because on non kaim alone, kiru v'shimin, the less lay muksa. So the muksa machmas iser, Shimon doesn't hold it. And therefore, if the iser falls off on Shabbos, according to Shimon, it's mutter to use it. When does Shimon hold the machmas iser as a problem? In the case where you were dachim, you created that reality of the iser. You were dachim yadayim. Kegar ner shaliko alav b'oiser Shabbos. Person lit the nair, so he's actively creating the reality. I can't use the oil because by taking the oil while it's burning, I have a problem of kibui. Because you take oil from a nair while it's burning, it's kibui. So when I light the nair before Shabbos, I'm actively doing max of that oil that I can't use. That's a problem, mooks. It's not considered mooks. So that's Rav Shimon Shita. That even my books of Machmas Yisr, it's only problem in the case in conjunction with a case where the person was actively doichit. I know you're misses. So the mouth of the boy is allowed to eat it. The boy mutter boy, he can eat it raw. At time kima the ikar shchita tzarechela. The yavshel kazai is possible to shchita. The sach and the shabbos shem yarbe shilis. So what do I mean? Marbe like a shech to animals. I shat one animal. I have 50, 100 gazesim, so there's enough for the chel for somebody else. There's no gazer over here. Well, he will shech the second time. Chai b'Shabbos, he's allowed to eat it raw. Now, Mishnah Berurah deals with a side issue. Why isn't there a problem of dam? You're eating blood. It's raw. It means you haven't done malicha. But when I malicha, you don't do malicha because malicha is goes under the umbrella of the Isser of Ma'abed, which is using various chemicals to draw out the liquid which is inside of the item to make it, preserve it. So that's really what Malicha is, right? So you can't do Malicha, that's the Malicha for Shabbos. Hadocha boy, Mishum Dam Be'em, you do need Hadocha for the blood which is there on the surface. I'm shaking the Dam of blue, but I like Isser because I'm shall appear. So the law is the way Dam is like this. The dam which comes out b'shash shchita is the chiv kores. The dam which is dam evorim, which is not doesn't come out b'shash shchita through the vridim, the main arteries, that dam is also with belav, but it's only also once it actually leaves its place in the aver. So as long as the dam is sitting in the aver, there's no risk of eating that meat raw. the dam, which already is out, it's sitting on the surface, is asher eat, so you'd have to wash it off. So you wash it off. You don't have any dam be'en. The dam evorim calls much lepirish as mutter. Why in the world do we have to malicha? So the migra din, if you learn shulchan aruch, one day you learn shulchan aruch, hilchos dam, hilchos malicha, and hilchos dam, you learn there are three ways how to take care of dam. We know if so one of them is malicha, one of them is sliya. There's a third way. The third way is the following. Why do we do malicha for it? The dam shall perish as mutter. Yeah, because when you cook it, the dam is going to come out. And it's going to get mixed into the food, and then you're going to, it's still sitting there, it'll get absorbed back in, it's going to be awesome to eat. Once it comes out, once it even goes back in, it's awesome. So, if I can find a way to make the dam stay in place, that's all I have to do. So the Mor says there's an extra process where you would flash boil it and cause it to become sumsum in its place, and it won't come out. And Mor says that's good enough. Make sure that now we're good enough to solve the problem of dam, because the dam is now dam evorim shel pirish and it's mutter. We don't do it because we don't know how to do it properly. But there's a process which theoretically, as long as the dam is not pirish, it's mutter. The only reason we do malicha is because it's not steak and it's staying in place, because you're going to cook it. And you're going to cook it, the dam's going to come out. So eating raw meat, once you wash it off and you get all the dam which is banned off, gesunte heit, ketz the essen, vita vilst. Okay, but if it was cooked, it's also b'shabbos to eat it. We find sometimes by case of goy does malacha, we made a gzeira, you can't benefit from it after Shabbos until the time lapses, the amount of time it would take to do the malacha. So you're not really benefiting from the malacha done on Shabbos at all, because you ate it anyway. But over here, the Yisrael did it. The Yisrael wouldn't do it to cause you better. He's doing it in a case which is mutter. The only problem is Gzeir Shemi Yarbe. It's Mosi Shabbat, it's mutter right away. We do allow the person who's cooking it to taste it to make sure that it's coming out properly. So a bori can't eat it. And also even a chelashem b'sakonu. There's an issue the rice to cook for him. Therefore, the gzera still applies. If we let this guy eat, we might cook more for him. Now, litan b'bosa zecha gdeiro, is it the rice to cook for him? You put more meat in. Now, feel who marbe b'pam achas, kadam sheitan agdera leish. There's machlokes b'sharnim in Reba b'shiurim, whether Reba b'shiurim is the rice or the rabbanon. If it's two separate meisim, so he puts one piece of meat in, he says, let's put another piece of meat in. So that's a separate meis on Shabbos. He put a separate piece of meat in. That's separate meis. There was no heter to do that. It wasn't for the chayla. So that's an issue of the rice. Let's say he puts into the pot five pieces of meat, and he puts all the pot into the instead of putting one piece, he puts five pieces of meat, he puts it out to the fire b'vas achas. So only one mice. But on the other hand, there's five pieces of meat cooking instead of one. So there's a riba over here, a riba b'shurim. It's not a riba in the mice, it's a riba in the shear of what is being done to. The mice are being done to more than necessary. So this is mechalakes b'sharnim, whether that's considered the raisa or the rabbana. So the first sheet of the Mishnah here says it's a rice. So Yeshem the Havi Drabonon, Kimshu Hamachas, I'm Ves Yosef, Mogan of Rom, Vaim Sifri Abaschez, Perexan, Shibiran, Rai, Megamor, the Ikri Kadea Rishon. Now, I don't recall the Rai from over there in Abaschez, where it comes up in the Gaya, where I do remember the Mishnah talks about it. This is in the Gaya by Hutzot. So, in Machne Yisrael, his favorite Machne Yisrael, which was written for Jewish soldiers, so they had to carry on Shabbos. They had to carry their knapsack on Shabbos. So you're carrying the knapsack, you got to put your tefillin in there. So it's one ma'isa. It's one ma'isa, right? But there's more things. You're carrying more items now. So if you tell me it's the rice of Reuben Bishurim, so what does it help me? tell me it's Rabbanon, so maybe a certain case that we can find, if you find kulas, that you're never, the first Shabbos, the guy leaves his tefillin behind, and the rest of his time in the army, he has no tefillin. So he, there he passes, you're allowed to put tefillin. So,
also a chana?
What?
And also a chana?
I don't recall how he addresses the Hakana issue. I don't recall how he addresses the Hakana issue. There is a concept by Hitzah specifically, what's the name of it? I'm dropping the name right now. Tziruv Kli, not Tziruv Kli, it's another word for it. That if it's what calls one, it's inside of the Kli, we look at it as one item. That's the guy also, you person has to go to the hospital on Shabbos, and they take a suitcase. It's the same suitcase. In a case where you're going outside of an area, you're allowed to take the tzarchim of tachalu. You don't take anything else. So you're taking a small suitcase, whatever it is. So the suitcase is considered a tofel to the items. The items are mutter. She needs her nightgown, whatever it is, right? Okay, so now what? You're allowed to take something else that's not necessary. So that's the same suitcase. So he's makel over there, but he's makel over there just because there's a real tzarach. In general, it's better to stay away from it. But there is a concept. What's that called? Tziruv Kli. Why am I dropping that? Different phrase for it. Also, the Shabbos, the Bori Lahanas Vimenu. So the Bori. Where is it? Yud Dalet. This is coming on the case of. Even if a guy cooks it. About the Shabbos, Mutu Miyad. I normally say by go you have to wait till bechteish yase, but time oy the kibun the any yehudi bishul behetter like your boy lahamtim bechteish yosu come and goes with a mishum bishule any yehudi. So now, so to mishabura that number one, there's no need to wait bechteish yase because he did a behetter. Bechteish yase is an issur. In the case where the person did it on had to go do the work on Shabbos be issur, we say you can't benefit from what he did. You have to wait till after Shabbos. The amount of time would have taken to do it anyway, so you end up with no benefit from what the guy did. But he did a behetter, so no reason to wait Bechteshi Yas. And Chazal did not ask the Bishalakim in this case. In a case where the Goy Kutta the Tzara Chayla on Shabbos behetter, because that's what he's supposed to do, so Chazal did not make a Gzera Bishalakim in that situation, and therefore anybody else can eat it. Because otherwise we should say, listen, the Chayla has to eat it, Everybody else can't eat it, because it's Bishalakim. No, it's that's mut. Just one second, I'm going to see if they haven't seen over here. Okay, so he has this theory from later on in Shem Chav Ches. Okay. We'll talk about that. Later on we'll get to Shem Chav Ches. Even if the guy was sick from before Shabbos, you can't eat the fruit because it's growing on Shabbos. What's the learn? He already planned from before Shabbos to pull off the fruits. So it's not moksa. So you're making it before Shabbos. Yeah, for whatever was here, whatever grew on Shabbos, you weren't making. I'll preach Nigmar Bishuloi, Bishuven Gadol Bahela, but according to this, if a fruit which is fully grown. So the fact that you're planning for before Shabbos to take that fruit off on Shabbos would work. And it would not be mux. So the charlo, it's a sakana, he needs it. So fed about muksa, you matter this sort of the malacha of kaitzitz of the ktsitsa, which is a told of kaitzer. So for sure you're matter the muksa. What about Yisrael? Also chagavi lehadas bar mishum muksa the mechuber. But he only became sick on Shabbos, so it was not mukhan, it was muksa. So the Yisrael can't, the regular bar can't eat it. Why don't you say it's your mutter out bittel? The goyim actually passes alcohol mice and not like this for more than it's mutter. Now, what's the din over here? There's a rule in Shas, Dabrashesh Matirin is not Balta Filibel. Something which is going to be mutter after a period of time, so it's not in bittel. So muksa is mutter, going to be mutter, mutter Shabbos. So it's not in bittel by muksa, it's a reshesh to matirin. So the chara over here is not shaykh in bittel. You're right. I have this big fruit over here, it grows another another 1/100th on Shabbos, should be about to baroy. Well, no, it's not. So what's the Magen Rambam's kasha? Magen Rambam's kasha is, and we'll see later on by the by Skita, if it was never nicker independently before the Taruvis, you don't say the problem with Tavashesh Matirna Filo Be'elof Le'Bota. That's why if you have your wine, your grapes sitting in wine, even though a certain amount, whatever wine comes out of the grapes on Shabbos is also to drink. Since it goes immediately into the wine, it'll be bottle. And it's Tavashesh Matirna, because after Shabbos, it'll be Motir. But since it's never nicker, never independently nicker, it is bottle in that situation. That's why, if you're worried about the Mikra didn't say ice cube which melts. Mikra than really the water is mutter. We're mashed around the water.
Really?
Because the Shir Shabzil is mashed around the water because about water is very easily replaceable. There's no need to be made along, he says. But if it's already in water and the ice cube is melting directly into water, it's not a problem. Whereas if I put ice cubes into an empty bowl, and all I have is water from the ice cubes, the Shemir Shabbos is marked around the water. If I have ice cubes floating in water, it's bottled. As soon as they come out, they're bottled into the water, so it's not a problem. Now, bigger than the Nerlod over there again, bigger than Nerlod is, we'll see what mutter.
Why is that Nerlod?
The new water, which comes out of the ice, it wasn't here before it was ice, now it becomes a new item, it becomes water.
Originally, it was.
I can't squeeze ice cubes on Shabbos and make water. That I can't do.
Okay.
More than I can't do. If it's not by itself, normally we pass and it's used, what's it use?
Why do we look at ice and water as two separate mitzvahs?
Because ice is ice and water is water.
Cold water is ice.
No,
hot ice is water.
Cold water is cold water. When it freezes, it becomes a different entity. It becomes ice. It has a different solid, not a liquid. We got to be, you know, it's the guy that got to be shurim. It's a very interesting shabbat. Got to be, you know, the shurim of Isser and Heter and Sirup, etc. What's the shear to eat for ice cream or rough kind of ice cream? Ice cream is just frozen milk. The milk of the shear is the shear broch of a kazai is a reviews. You make an ice cream, the shear broch of is a kazai. That's why it's just frozen milk. We look at it as a different entity. The Gabi Kabbalah's tuma has a different dinim. One's a solid, one's a liquid. It got me many different halachas. It's considered a different entity.
But I thought the whole reason Rav Moshe said not to say a broch achrona or a broch rishona as an ice cream as a zur is because it's a liquid.
Good to the shallow how to down ice cream. But the thing point depends how soft.
I think that's exactly the same issue.
What?
I think that's exactly the same issue.
I never understood Rav Moshe exactly where Rav Moshe was coming from on ice cream. So it's hard for me to discuss that one. But it's a fair dinner over there to take ice and make it into water is also on Shabbos.
But even if you have no kavanah, like, let's say it just happened, I put ice in a dish.
So let's tell it this. So we pass him by the Evan in a case already was done, is what did he use? So that's what the Chiddush over there. I think it says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if I recall correctly, I'm not sure. That it's Machoikis, and normal Remeikah, but a case unlike water, which is easily available, other water, there's no reason to be Remeikah. That's that, he passes. I mean, I'm never passing like that. So I'm just giving you a dogma. Masim Shazavu, so you have you have grapes sitting there. Any liquid which flows out into the grapes in the bottom of your, you have grapes in a bowl. There's water in the bowl. You can't drink that. You can't drink the grape juice. If you would have it floating in wine, you could. There's the rotational material in the field of the bottle. Definitely a certain amount of liquid is going to flow out of the grapes. I don't care. It's never nicker and it's bottle. Okay. So that's the two aloch sifim which talk about Maaseh Shabbos. Now he's going to talk about Bishul. Sif Gimel. Kishem Shosu Levashel Be'or. You know, Be'or, literally, correctly. You can't cook in fire. Kachos Levashel Be'tolusu'or. You can't cook on something which has been heated by fire. Kalitin Be'ya Be'sat Kader. You can't put an egg next to a hot pot, and the heat of the pot will cook it. You take a piece of cloth, hold it over the fire, heat it up, and then crack it. Then take it away from the fire. Crack an egg on this hot fabric, and it will cook on the fabric. That means the Raisa told us suur. I feel told us chama, something which is heated by the sun. Or you had a situation where this fabric was heated in the sun. Also, like, you know, you want to fry your egg on the hood of your car. That's toldos acham, right? It's heated up from, if it's sitting there in the sun, hot sun, toldos acham. That's all in drabanan. Gzeira also toldos seur. That's also, if I can heat it up and toldos acham, I might come and heat. People will not differentiate toldos acham, toldos seur. They'll get confused. It's also. V'chein also let me to bechol. You couldn't take a raw egg, stick it into hot sand, was heated by the sun. About with drachim or dust, shehuchmu mikach hachama, because that's told as a chama. However, abu b'chama atzmo can lead to beya b'chama, or lead to mayim b'chama k'nesha yechamu, mutter. Putting water into the sun to be heated, you're allowed to use that water. Now, the famous shiloh, which nowadays is your dude, right, dude shemesh. What is the status of a dude shemesh? Parashat Zohar, first status of shemesh is directly in the sun. Right, so it's directly in the sun, so that water should be mutter to use. You're allowed to cook that water on Shabbos. There should be no problem at all of using hot water, which is heated in the dud shemesh, which is very negel ma'aseh in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Avadya has a tshuva where Rav Avadya says,
"I'm lost a second.
A dud shemesh works. It's that thing on the top of the house over there, right?
But are we saying toldos cham is aser?
No, toldos cham is aser, but cham itself is mutter.
Oh."
So if I put water outside to heat up in the sun, I can use that. I'm allowed to do that.
But the shemesh is not. It's not directly the sun heating it up. It goes into some solar pane and then it heats it up. No?
Well, the way a dud shemesh works, pashas, is that they have this big thing over there. It's black, so it absorbs the sun, and it heats up the water. So, right, so Rabbi has a long shuv about it. He comes out the mice. It's considered because, in order to intensify the heat of the sun and it should work better, they have different things that they use inside their mirrors and stuff like that to intensify the heat of the sun, so it's in a toldos acham and not a chama atzmon itzos. They have to have a talk about doesn't bring it. Oh, you remember Dushemesh. Shem Zalman says it's kedidim b'kavishal b'chama. There's the schuchis which heats up, etc. He makes an artzian like that. He brings with Yashav as Machran, it doesn't even mention the Ravadja. Okay. Fine. Sakti Mishabur Yudzai. Told us a word, but Vashav Abichai, a person who cooked, but told us a Rizkayev. If you have many pairs of Maim Alatan, I be saying a Kochlin, and Asher Huzakatan, everybody's Bashel Shom. Okay, you heat up the oven. So the walls of the oven get very hot. Now the fire dies down, but the walls of the oven are still hot. The person puts something on top of those walls, and it would get cooked over there. Be chayiv. That's mamash pish of the rice. It's told as a chama. I'll tell you, I want to put it there before the tanner gets turned on, and then a goy is going to turn on the tanner because we'll see there's a heter. Since we have a rule, a kol chaylim eitzot tzina. So Mir Laakum is mutter to tell a guy to turn on the oven, which would heat the house. So I want to go before the guy turns it on and put some food there. And later on, the guy will go behetter and turn it on, and maybe the food will get cooked. So that's also Mir Abundant to do that. I'm called any bishul, and he's garbage in Zer, Shalom Gam, Bedarbish, and he's bashal, and he's tulas or. So in any case of bishul, there's no difference between bishul in the fire or in tolosur. Filled with tolos achama, cooking in tolos achama is osur, but filled with the yevet is osur. Even though it's under rabbanon, they asked it a bit yevet. V'efshad lachar Shabbos mutar ga'af l'mavashal atzim. However, this much will be makel, and an isur rabbanon that. After Shabbos, even the person himself who cooked it will be makel and say he could use it. As opposed to, we said in Sidva Aleph, a person will be doing the malacha deraisa, b'mezid, so the lach is for him, it's also left forever. So here will be makel, say it's also. It's only, it's mutter after Shabbos. Latmina, you want to put your egg into the sand. You're going to put it there before Shabbos. The chol d'avar ma'isav hevel. There's a problem of hatmona. Forget about bishol. There's a problem of hatmona. Hatmona is mutter to do before Shabbos, and something which just maintains heat, something which intensifies the heat of the item which is there, is also. Well, hot sand is called ma'isav hevel. Kimavur Leyam Simresh Zayin Sif Gimel, and that's pretty obvious, right? Hot sand is called the Mois of Hevel, not called a Me. It's not just a Mime. And that's all, and a Mois of Hevel you can't put in, but even before Shabbos, to leave it there to go into Shabbos. What's the happen? Boy, I feel him by doing Kimavur Rosh. Because you're Kimaker, Hebe Mishem Rosh, but the Mudal happen by doing the Kosherum of Shabbos, Minacham, and Sandal Gamma Bill Shabbos. This is not your regular Mois of Hevel because it's going to cool. It's going. The natural flow is that it loses. It lets the heat dissipate, as opposed to something which the natural flow is that it intensifies the heat. Okay. Now, the Sharatzin of Chavdal is important over here. It says we're connected to Gomorrah. The Morse calls Chelam Mois of Hevel. So what's the Rasha talking about? Sharasin Chavdal it says Vavtachol Mekir Mois of Hevel. It's a fair shi Gomorrah. The Chelam is called Mois of Hevel. Hanu Tavshar Raseach Avolay Betavshar Senin. So the Sharasin over here is that the Rasha is saying like this: something which has had to start with has its own natural heat, so that the nature of the sand is it'll reflect the heat back and it'll help intensify the heat. If someone says cold, it's like I took a cold egg, it's not a Mois of Hevel. It's starting with, you know, with no heat, it's not going to do that. And he brings the more over there in Parabasa, the Chamimi, Chayim, the Kriri Kor. The nature is that which is hot, it helps, makes hotter, and that which is cold, it makes colder. Okay. Bechol and sand. Afilu im lo yatmin. Now, the lashon shulchan aruch was to be matmin. It's also to be matmin, which means it sounds like it's fully submerged. It's not to be shabur. It's loved off, but it's fully submerged. Ela yigal galena b'shabas al gai bechol hacham kreishet titzol. It's not me yosher to put it on top and roll it on top. You know. Let it sit on top of the sand. It's also awesome. I see it by sun. Told the chama. Also, told the zor. Well, can also listen to al gag reseach mecham. You can't cook your egg on your roof. Good. Mavashu mecham teveria. Potem mechad. The person cooks mecham teveria. It's not told the zor. Potem mechad. It's David. Told the chama. It's like told the chama. So something which is. Not by fire, even if it's not by sun, it's not by fire, it's also as in Tolu Zacham. Abachai Machazmar is also the Rabbanon, Tisha Yesh Bezeh, also Lahamid Michael Gabi Chami, Tiberia B'Shabbos, you can't put something over there with Chamatari to be heated. Abahashad Lame Arab Shabbos, Mutter to do Shehia from beforehand is Mutter, Hatmona Lagni of Zakhan Osim, Shem the Mass of Hevel, Kim Mashakazim, Zim and Shin Chabov, Sif Gimel. But you can't do Hatmona in them because it's Mass of Hevel. So now, the practical obligation which we have, or semi practical obligation we have, is what's the status of a microwave, which is not total zakha, not total zaur, so it should have been like chametz teveria. The chametz teveria is like anything which is not total zaur or total zaur, it uses a different type of system, it is not the rice. So pashas cooking in the microwave is not the rice. That's the pashas. So Marsha the Chuba, where he's machadish, there's a Rashi in the Shabbos, the Rashi says, that the reason why Tolos Achama is the Rabbanon because it's not derech to cook there. So Moshe says, so if we create something nowadays which is derech to cook there, it would be derech. So Moshe holds that cooking there is but Rishon Zalman argues on that, and therefore Rishon Zalman holds that microwave would only be the Rabbanon. Nafkamina, if I have a case where I can cook for a chayla, I can stick it in the microwave. Instead of, he needs hot food and I have to cook for him. So there's some zaman, I should put it into the microwave instead of putting it into the regular oven. According to Moshe, there's no mila doing the microwave. It's either way as the rice.
So Moshe's far is that just because it's a normal derech of
Bishop. Rashi says the law is a total zakham is because it's not derech to cook there. So Moshe says it means that it's not because there's something bad some hafkor between or and kham and the kham. It's because it wasn't the derech. So if I create a way that it's the derech now to do that.
Yeah, people don't really cook in a microwave though. Well, I guess
No, you come to Bishul heating things up.
Right, it's not. It's not.
That's a form. It's a form of Bishul derisa.
Change of Yideor.
There is nowadays, which you know, this new thing, this convection. It's what's called. It's called conduction ovens, right? So it'd be the same shiloh luchar. Right. It works with the magnetic. You know, you're talking about they're very fancy things that they cook.
Not convection.
Conduction.
Other than just an oven with those.
No, this is called conduction. Oh. They make it that there is you have to use an iron pot, special pots which have iron in them because it's a magnetic field, and you put it on the thing, it creates a magnetic field, it generates the heat from the magnetic field. The burner doesn't get hot, the pot gets hot. The pot gets extremely hot, and it cooks 5 to 10 times faster than regular cooking. That's so fast. That's so powerful.
It's so much hotter.
It's so much hotter. It has a special. Somebody just mentioned to me. They said that it has a special turnoff because any metal which has iron in it will do that. So if a person has a wristwatch which has iron in it, put his hand over the thing, he burned his arm.
Wow.
That's all, you know. So they, you know, the special safety things, etc. Like the fancy, it costs $3,000. The range top, it's
wow.
Not cheap. So that's the wave of the future. But that would be the same pashas. That would be the same mechoykas. Another place that the other shaila is, if I cook with something which is not, the heat is generated not by fire but by electric coils. What's that as electric coils? It's not total soor, right? Terence says the what it does is it generates heat,
right.
So that's called normal cooking. It's very negayah. It's not negayah. Well, Shabbos is negayah. Is that called bishul? Gotta be tzli. Can I kasher my livers? I have to do tzli. Can I kasher my livers there's a big shaila with an electric oven. Do I have to kasher dafka in a gas oven? Want to kasher liver? You have to do. Is this considered an eish?
Because
it says eish. I put the electric oven.
You just put it on really high.
Really, really high, and then the kasher. You know,
how's that called tzli? It's not called tzli.
Why not?
It's not a fia. I thought tzli has to dafka be aish.
Well, that's a shaila. What's enough to mean if I have an electric element which just gets red hot, or I have a is that called aish? So that's part of this shaila. But most of us say that's called aish. That's you know. Okay, come on.
So what's the difference between tzli?
There's no real difference in tzli and afia. They both are just stuff. I mean, as you do afia on your grains, etc. You don't roast bread, and you don't roast bread, and you don't bake. You don't bake. If I would put my meat over an open fire, right, I can bake over an open fire. Like I can roast over an open fire. Right? So I put bread there. It's called baking. I do a cookout and I have a barbecue grill. Or I do right. I put my buns. Right. It's not called I roast. It's called I toasted them. Right. You know. I baked them. It's not called I roasted them. Right. There's no betzemais difference. We'll see there is an afkamin and aloha because the time of a fiyah, the time of tzli is different a little bit. So, again, if I have a fiyah, then tzli. But if I have an open fire, it would be called tzli. From the sun, it's a regular fire. People will not confuse that. Okay. Okay, Sif Dalit is quite long. And the Lanam Shabur over here. Let's at least just start. We'll just start. Let's just start the mechaber. Siftel. Even something was fully cooked, it's considered bishul if it was heated, if it was cooled off and you reheat it. Okay. We'll see. Mishnah will talk about that. It means it got down to the point where it's no longer considered as any benefit from the heat. person cooks it up again, that's called bishul. Comes along the Ramah, funny Ramah, but Yeshua Ramzafkin, the stomach for Yafala. It's only if it's Misama Yafala now. Misama Yafala you find before in Rashon Gimel all over the place. Midul Xeris Rabbanon, will I come to stir it or not stir the coals? Well, the longer it's cooked, the better it tastes. I might do it. The longer it cooks, the worse it tastes. I'm not going to stir the coals. That's what Misama Yafala replies over there. But over here, either it's bishul or it's not bishul. It's not for me to know whether it tastes better or it tastes worse. Right? So let me see the Mishnah what it's about. That's even though it's fully cooked. The longest bashal called tsarachoi. Finished bashal called machim under. So it's bad, some edible, but it's not fully cooked. Shabbat bishul, I feel about a reseach. It's considered bishul even though it's fully hot. It hasn't cooled off at all. When does a bishul still apply a second time? It has liquid, has gravy. It's fully cooked beforehand. Not cooked, but fully cooked. And it's dry. You're allowed to take it and put it in the hot water on Shabbos and warm it up. What are you doing? You can't cook it. There's no cooking again. If it's a salad, but it has not been cooked beforehand, so not only you can't put it on the fire, you can't put it into hot water on Shabbos to heat it up, because that's going to cook it. We'll see in obviously in a clear Rishon. What about Klisheni? We'll see in the Mishnah. What about Klisheni? Al-Madichim was said Becham of Shabbos, you may pour hot water onto it, so the Mishnah says, we're talking about Eerie Klisheni. Eerie Klisheni is not, because that cooks Kadei Klipa. Eerie Klisheni. Chutzin and Malicha, Yoshin and Minadog, except for Malicha Yoshin, which is old salted fish. I mean, dog shagnikra kulias hoaspanin, or a type of fish which is called hispanin, which has not been salted yet, but it's very delicate. They cook very easily just by. So you have fish which has not been cooked, been salted. Or you have a special type of fish called kulias hispanin, just pouring on from a klisheni will cook it. The chazans, he gemar malata, just pouring onto them from a klisheni cooks them. Gemar malata, over here where you said it means bishul. Now talking about hot water, if something which is not edible, you can't eat it right now because without soaking it. Also, the stress of a Shabbos, so soaking it on Shabbos will cause it to be considered gemar malacha. Long Mishnah Berurah over here to define that halacha. Okay, at least we just did the Mishnah Mechaber. We'll start the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow. I'm going to do regular time. 8 o'clock, so we'll have more afterwards.